listening to USA Votes 2016.
Hello and welcome back to the radio coverage of the US election 2016.
You're now with Emily Shepherd and Charlotte Petty. Coming up in this segment, we will be discussing the candidates' views on foreign policy.
We will cover topics such as their plans to defeat ISIS and that controversial wall that Trump will build.
And we will have our political pundits in the studio, as well as an interview of a Mexican citizen and of course speaking to our correspondents over in Washington.
But now over to Ben Bonzi for the latest updates in this crucial election.
Thanks, Charlotte. 16 states and DC closed their polls a few moments ago, with Clinton taking her total to 68 Electoral College votes to lead the first time tonight. Ms. Clinton won 7 blue states, with Trump winning 3 red states. No so-called swing states have been projected yet. One of the polling stations, which closed in Azura, California, has reopened following a shooting which killed 2 people. One station remains closed. The shooter has been identified as a female gunman who is armed with a semi-automatic rifle. Donald Trump has been projected to carry the state of South Carolina and its 9 Electoral College votes. Early vote counts suggest that Hillary Clinton leads in Florida, which is living up to its swing state description, with both candidates taking turns to lead throughout the night. Clinton is also leading in the state of Pennsylvania, which Obama carried twice. Ohio Senator Rob Portman has been re-elected. The Republican comfortably won despite the close race in the polls.
Thank you, Ben. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll be discussing all things foreign policy. Obviously a hot topic in this election, especially in terms of Trump.
Yes, obviously Trump has caused a stir with his plan to build a 1,000-mile wall across the southern border and making Mexico pay for it.
And of course, a huge topic we need to discuss in this candidate plan is how to defeat ISIS.
We are joined by our foreign policy political experts Ben Rawlings and Sam Coates.
Hello and welcome to the studio.
Hi.
And as we just mentioned, a big talking point is both Trump and Clinton's plans for ISIS. And I say Trump's plan, but he's actually refused to give away any specific details of what he wants to do. Do you think it's a smart idea, or do you think it's kind of him actually hiding the fact he doesn't have a plan?
Well, with Trump, he's only spoken about how he, I mean, it's very likely that he'll be far more aggressive. Like, I mean, he's referred to the fact that, I mean, to put it politely, he said he'll bomb the hell out of ISIS. I mean, he actually said it far more, you know, crude.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, there is reason to believe that, you know, with like drone strikes and bombing, like he has intentions of ramping it up. And especially on a humanitarian level, like what deeply concerned people is he said he would even resort to bombing the families of ISIS. So but yeah, I mean, in Trump's case, he's definitely from what he's implied so far, he definitely means to be more aggressive.
Yeah, kind of linking to the family, you said one of his proposed changes is that potentially to kill family members of suspected terrorists. Obviously, it's a massive thing to say. What kind of do you think about that?
Well, it's quite shocking. I mean, once he made the statement, he actually reiterated it. He basically said the same statement again, so he doubled down on it. It's quite a shocking thing to say, but, I mean, that is Trump. And, I mean, yeah, it's...
It's disgusting.
Right.
Obviously, Trump's main promise is to build this wall across the southern border to stop all Mexican immigrants from entering the US. But will this actually stop them, and is it necessary?
Well, in terms of stopping them, I'm not so sure.
Mm. Will it work? Like, is it a smart thing to say, or is it just him kind of trying to get the support of those
radicals?
He's
able to build the wall, and he is able to get Mexico to pay for it, which has been a big thing. People have been questioning whether we can get Mexico to pay for it, but the US does send money. All he has to do is cut the money that he sends to Mexico. But in terms of whether it's needed, probably not. Immigration isn't a huge fear, especially Mexican immigration. It isn't a huge problem for anyone. No.
A big reason why Trump has become so popular is due to his controversial opinions and his promises made during the campaign. Do you think, like, why do you think people love him because of these, and why are they supporting these extreme views?
Well, I think politically he's seen as an outsider, which I think even more than, you know, a racist crowd, there's also a crowd that are just tired of, you know, traditional politicians who, you know, I don't want to say lie, but they kind of put on a, I guess, a facade, like they don't want to, like they keep their cards close to their chest. They don't really... They use a lot of doublespeak and a lot of other tactics to kind of, you know, like, well, yeah, sorry. But basically, there's a very, like, politicians know how to act and how to, like, not offend people to a, like a quite a homogenous extent.
Yeah.
And Trump, he kind of, he's seen as a more kind of honest and, I guess, more of a like a true personality. Yeah.
They like him because he's not a politician, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
with
Hillary, she seems too scripted, I guess, and so do a lot of politicians. And I think a lot of people have turned against that. And I think he's riding a wave of like the distrust that's built up with politicians over the years.
But there is supporting like a different candidate, and then they're supporting extreme views. That's a very different thing. Do you think that adds an effect?
Well, I think so. But I mean, I think in the case of like the politics in America, and to be honest, in my opinion here as well, it's been focused more on personality. I think with this election so far, it has been more focused on them as people rather than their policies. It's been about character, you know, assassination and, you know, them trying to promote themselves as like the best possible person and like how they're the true American rather and like how Trump like tries to pretend like he's, you know, an outsider, and Hillary kind of plays up the fact that, you know, she's a woman and everything like that. And it's all about who they are as people rather than their policies.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Now over to our Washington correspondent, Adam Gocher. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How's it going your end?
It's going good. So we've been talking about foreign policy in this section. Have you met any citizens concerned about Trump's foreign policy?
We actually have, yeah. We've met a lot of students who are very, very concerned. They see this as their home, you know, and I said earlier on about how Trump has become such a success because of the fear he's installed in certain people, but it could also be that fear that he's installed in necessarily the Hispanic groups that could actually take him down. I've met a lot of people that are very scared about what could happen if Trump becomes president.
Because have you met a lot of Latinos and Hispanic that are obviously scared about him becoming president?
Yes, absolutely. We've met a lot of Hispanics. We've met a lot of black people as well. They're also scared about the possibility of Trump becoming president. It pretty much seems that every race and gender that's not a white man is quite concerned about the fact that Trump could become president because they don't know what's going to happen with them. They don't know if they're going to be forced out of the country, forced out of their home.
Is there any opinion on how Clinton will be as a president towards, obviously, foreign policy and Latinos and etc.?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of chats about that over here in DC, and we've kind of come to the conclusion that Clinton, while she does have one, she doesn't really need a foreign policy because Trump's is so poor. Trump's kind of gone against everyone who's not a white male, that and, you know, the Hispanic groups and the colour groups are going to go straight for Clinton because it's the best option they've got.
I was saying, we mentioned to the political pundits earlier that Trump hasn't actually revealed a plan for ISIS. He's saying he's keeping it secret for security, but do you think maybe he doesn't have a plan?
I think he doesn't have a plan. Yeah, I think, again, he's installing the fear. He's making people believe, and he's done well. You've got to give him credit for that. He's made a lot of people believe in what he's saying without actually saying too much. But, yeah, I don't think he does have a plan. I think he doesn't have a plan for a lot of what he's planning on when he becomes president. It's just going to be kind of a play-it-by-ear situation if he was to become president.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Adam.
So, as we all know, Donald Trump and his wall has a contestable view on those Latin American who call the United States their home. Well, our friends at Montclair State Uni, who are of Hispanic descent, have been sharing their views on this election.
My name is Michelle Romo. I am Ecuadorian.
My name is Josue Dajes, and I am of Peruvian and Puerto Rican descent.
My name is Elizabeth De La Cruz, and I am a Latina.
My name is Christopher Hernandez, and I'm of Cuban descent.
My name is Joey Valdez, and I am a Latino.
My name is Suheli Toribio, and I am Dominican.
This election portrayed in the media has been very, almost chaotic. It's unlike anything we've ever seen before. The way the media takes a candidate's words or they just take an action and they blow it up, it almost makes it a turnoff to watch the media for both candidates, in a sense. It's like you don't know what you can trust anymore, from even once reputable news sources to downright terrible news sources. It's hard to tell the difference now, so it makes it's almost scary.
You don't expect this kind of candidate to rise in like the United States. Last year I was looking at the rise of populism in Latin America, and you do have those kind of leaders in Latin America that really make promises or promote sort of divisive rhetoric and antagonize the society that's already polarized sometimes. You wouldn't expect that to happen in the United States, but you do, and it's not a question of institutions sometimes, it's also sort of how polarized your society is and how unequal the society is. So a lot of people are looking for a leader, and I think that explains a lot for Donald Trump's rise as, you know, a candidate.
I really think this election really is something that we really need to think about as Americans, as citizens here in the country. We really need to exercise our right, one of the most, if not the most important right that was given to us as Americans, which is to vote. I really think that we need to have our voices heard, vote for whoever we think will continue to push this country in the right direction.
There's so many immigrants here who like don't even have a vote. I think it must be hard for them because like they really like they want to vote and they just can't. So imagine like people not throwing away their vote because they can and like they just don't want to, and like immigrants who like don't even have that voice and can't even do that. So I feel like those who can vote, like those who were born in this country and like come from like Hispanic descent, like the heritage, like they're probably going to go out there and like try to make a difference.
We came here from another country, so to have a candidate that sort of says, oh, all Hispanics are X, Y, and Z, we wouldn't want that kind of person leading the country. So it's more for us, I think, in principle that, you know, we're concerned.
Yeah, we are now joined by Paola Valesco, who is a Mexican citizen. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So now, as we all know, a major part of Donald Trump's campaign is to build a wall across the southern border of the US and make Mexico pay for it. How do you feel about this potentially happening? Do you think Trump could get away with doing it?
Well, I really hope not, honestly. There's been a lot of debate on whether who is going to pay the wall. Like when Trump came to Mexico like a couple of months ago, it was decided that, you know, the Mexican president said we weren't going to pay for it. And then a little bit later, he like tweeted we were going to pay for it. So it's just a very weird thing, you know, like to build a huge wall to just like keep immigrants out. To me, that's just crazy. I mean, there is border control and everything, but just like a wall, it just seems so symbolic, you know, like to just put something as, you know, as big and wide as a wall is just crazy.
Yeah. So what's the atmosphere like in Mexico? Are people scared, or is there any Trump for support, or support for Trump at all?
I don't think so. I haven't encountered anyone who is a Trump supporter. I think most Mexicans have taken very personally what he has said about Latino and Mexican immigrants, and I think we're all a little bit scared right now.
Yeah.
Like I have been, like you can sense this anxiety of, you know, like we know that if Trump gets there, it's going to be very difficult. Not only for, you know, immigrants who are there, but the ones that are trying to get to the United States. And, you know, it's weird. We've been, I don't think I've ever felt this scared for an American election, ever.
And do you think people are voting Clinton because she's not Trump or because they actually like her?
I think it comes in, you know, it varies, obviously. Mm. I really like Clinton and I really love her policies.
Yeah.
But I think that people are just trying to choose between the lesser of evils. And I really hope they think that the lesser evil is Hillary. I think she's great.
Yeah.
But I really do hope that people take the right, you know, decision into thinking that picking Trump is, you know, could be potentially very, very disastrous.
Yeah. Obviously, Trump said some horrible things about Mexico, but he's also like permitted like a temporary ban on Muslims. Do you think he's basically segregated himself against a lot of different cultures?
Yeah, of course. Like, I think I was thinking earlier today that I think Trump is only for white, straight males. You know, like he has literally insulted everyone else.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, that this hate rhetoric is not only, you know, towards Mexican and Latino immigrants. It's just towards anything that is not him, basically.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
So,
well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So that is everything from me and Petty up for this segment. We are now going to pass you back over to TV for more of the US election coverage. We will see you in 15 minutes.
USA Votes 2016.